So let's start with the obvious. New York State does not have an energy supply problem. We have an electrical transmission and capacity problem. Don't believe me? A few months ago, Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Hochul put out on social media, they were asking people in New York City to please turn off their air conditioners on one of the hottest days of the year. Why? Because we were stressing the grid. Until Albany admits that reality, New Yorkers will keep paying higher bills for an electrification experiment that absolutely nobody asked for. So how did we get here? Let's just look at a shift in the priorities. In 2015, NYSERDA's mission statement was to, quote, advance innovative energy solutions in ways that improve New York's economy and environment. But now by 2019, economy had been dropped from the mission statement altogether and replaced with a crusade to combat climate change. That omission tells the truth. This plan is not about strengthening New York's economy. It is about an ideology at any cost. Now look, there has to be a balance here between responsibly shepherding our economy and responsibly helping our environment. But climate change can't be fought on the backs of New Yorkers. This draft plan focuses almost entirely on supply, wind, solar, and phasing out natural gas, while virtually ignoring how that power actually gets to customers. Meanwhile, demand is set to mandated skyrocket. Actually, Chair Harris, your own words a couple days ago on Spectrum News, you talked about an electrified economy. But we simply do not have the infrastructure to do what the CLCPA requires, and there's no clear step-by-step plan on how to get there. It's not just a problem, it's impossible. New York can produce an infinite amount of electricity. We could have Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, we could have nuclear energy out the wazoo, but unless you can get the energy from the source to people, it doesn't matter. And what New York State is not telling anyone is going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars to do that. And this plan does not address that, which is a massive concern. On August 14th, the Public Service Commission approved a 20% rate hike on National Grid. Predictable? Yes. Avoidable? Absolutely. These rate increases are a direct result of Albany's mandates. Our energy infrastructure hasn't been meaningfully upgraded in over 70 plus years.
Assemblyman, I'm just going to ask you to close down and submit the rest of your comments in writing so we can keep moving forward.
So what's the solution? Really?
I'm sorry.
Really? Yes. Okay. No, please. No, that's fine. To be clear, I'll wrap it up.
Other people want to speak too, but he gets a hot microphone the whole time. We agree to the rules. You agree to it when he came.
All right, energy choice is the word here. And I guess I'll wrap up with the last paragraph here. At the end of the day, New Yorkers deserve reliable power, affordable housing, and the right to choose what's best for them and their families and businesses. What they don't deserve are top-down experiments that make energy less reliable, less affordable, and less secure. But pretending that we can outlaw natural gas and it somehow magically fixes an affordability crisis, a reliability crisis, an environmental one all at the same time isn't just naive, it's reckless. New Yorkers didn't ask for this electrification experiment and they shouldn't be forced to bankroll it. And until Albany admits that the grid is the problem, not natural gas, families will keep facing higher electric bills. Weaker power, energy choice is common sense, and it's time that we put reliability and affordability ahead of political theater.
Thank you, Assemblyman.